This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Last day this week for us in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts on our way to sunny Fort Myers, Florida, and 4 days of shows this week from JetBlue Park. Tomorrow morning, Alex Cora will start it off this week on this show. So Alex Cora tomorrow morning. I got to clarify that because we were talking about the scam documentaries and scam movies about the Australian woman who pretended to have cancer.
Crikey.
So there's like 10 different things. If you want to watch the dramatized version on Netflix, that is called Apple Cider Vinegar. Good, I would say. The documentary on Netflix is called Instagram's Worst Con Artist. Better. So, but I prefer a documentary. I think it's well documented. So you might prefer the dramatized version. And then the Scamanda thing is a different woman who pretended that she had cancer to get attention and to get money. So that has been clarified. Thank you to those who listen to the show and are more cogent than I am. Shime, let's get right to They Said It, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Greg, I think we should start with Don Sweeney. Don Sweeney talked about the Charlie McAvoy injury and was asked if he would need a follow-up surgery. And then there were follow-up questions about his care from Team USA during the Four Nations face-off, which Don Sweeney tried to dance around those questions a little bit. Here was Don Sweeney.
No, a follow-up surgery, it's unlikely, but I'll let Pete. Yeah, yeah.
The original injury?
No, I don't think so at this time, but again, we'll let the healing, you know, take place and allow the infection stuff to make sure it's gone, and it'll be reevaluated. It's unlikely the nature of that injury, but, you know, again, I'll let Dr. Asness and Charlie determine the course of action and the timeline necessary for him to fully heal.
John, was the organization happy with it?
Again, the care that Charlie received here is what's most important from a standpoint of where his health is at now, and that's all that really matters. Dr. Asness's team, as I stated, did a great job.
I feel like it was preventable.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to talk and get into any more details in terms of Charlie. I gave you the update in terms of how Charlie's doing, and that's what we're grateful for.
Yeah, okay. Right. The answer is no, not happy with the care that he got. Curtis, you might be interested. Dr. Diana was filling me in on this.
Have a new doctor?
Yeah. I don't know if I've mentioned her on the show.
No, that's
not.
Great. Happy for you.
But she used to be the team doctor for the Erie Otters
okay.
In the AHL.
Right, of course. Calder
and,
Cup.
She was suggesting, she said 100% certainty, he got that thing shot up during the game.
Okay.
And the issue that they didn't do was address the point of entry.
Yep.
Same thing happened to I'm guessing to Bonnie Blue, but they didn't take enough care of the where they put it in. So then he put his gear back on,
right?
And the sweaty, grungy hockey the shoulder pads,
right?
Sending that infection basically right into the shoulder,
right? And then clean it out and cover it up enough.
And that's have you ever had a mid game?
Halftime, yeah.
Halftime cortisone shot.
Yeah.
I used to have shots mid-game all the time.
You got to make sure you, like, clean it.
Would they do it in the locker room? Yes. That was her other thing was you take them out somewhere else. You don't do it sitting there.
Well, not in the actual locker room, but off to the side in another room is the training area where guys that may get nicked up go in. But it's all about cleaning it and making sure you're bandaging it up nice before you put your uniform back on. Yeah.
Well, Don Sweeney basically giving you the uncle on this season yesterday, and with Hampus Lindholm out for the rest of the year and no idea on how long you're going to be without Charlie McAvoy, we are on to 2026, I guess.
And should have been on to 2026 anyways.
And not good for your four nations moving forward.
Well, I mean,
isn't Tkachuk banged up a little bit, Matthew? And they're obviously
they were dealing with like the they were dealing with the stomach, the norovirus. At least Brady was.
But I thought Matthew had like a leg injury.
Yeah.
And so Florida, obviously a team that, you know, won the Stanley Cup last year. They're right, you know, obviously in the mix, and their best player gets banged up in this. You know, obviously going out in there and giving his all. So, you know, I guess moving forward, then you have the Charlie McAvoy thing. Is this something that...
I just hate the amount of excuses. Like, I just... The organization... I know Neely's not going anywhere, and it's unlikely Sweeney is, I guess, at this point. But don't you think the whole thing just needs a reboot? Like, they had built great teams. They were unsuccessful. Yeah. They didn't live up to their potential. I don't blame Don Sweeney for the loss to the Blues. Like, he built a great team. I don't blame him for the first-round exit after the greatest regular season. But it's been a while, and as Wiggy often points out, you wouldn't tolerate it with the Patriots.
Nope.
You fired what many do believe the greatest coach of all time after four bad years, or 4 years without a playoff win.
Right.
The Red Sox, you wouldn't tolerate it.
Nope.
So why are the Bruins, like... Who's to say that Sweeney's next coach will be a Stanley Cup winning coach? I mean, how many guys can you hire and fire that then go on to have success elsewhere, showing that it may be your roster before you lose your job?
It's just really difficult. It's going to be, if it's a full retool or whatever, I mean, Cam calls it a retool. It's like a rebuild.
Right.
I mean, you've got Pasternak. You're negotiating with Marchand, okay, but what's Brad Marchand going to give you? Two more seasons?
Nothing. Like, you shouldn't be renegotiating with Brad Marchand. You should be trading him at the deadline. Let him walk.
That's blasphemy to say around
Who
here.
Cares? You need to strip it down to the studs as much as you can, and it's hard because a lot of these guys have big contracts like your Elias Lindholm and your Hampus Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov, but you have to strip it down as much as possible.
So really, McAvoy and Pasternak are the only two that you would...
You build around Pasta, McAvoy, Swayman. The one at each level, and go from there. Everybody else is expendable, in my opinion. And in order to reset, you need a total roster reset. The locker room is clearly a mess right now.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just keep your three best players, one at each level of the ice, and then go from there.
But the problem is they're like stuck in the Danny Ainge Celtics era where... The ownership are a little hesitant to move on from a great player for that organization. And I don't know if maybe they don't even have to move on from Cam, but is Cam willing to say, I have to get somebody in to replace Sweeney? And if he's not willing to do that, then you're just bringing back, you know, the same type of front office, and you're saying, all right, who's the new coach we're going to hire? And then now if this new coach doesn't do it, now you're kind of back to square one.
All right, we should take a quick break and then continue with the rest of They Said It, if we can do it that way, Shime. Courtney is out. She will be back to work tomorrow morning with us at JetBlue Park. Filling in for her when it comes to trending, here is Shine.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics stay hot. They grabbed their fifth win in a row yesterday, beating the Knicks 118-105. Tatum led the way with 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. They head to Toronto to take on the Raptors tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 7. The other winter team, which we were just talking about, your Boston Bruins, have now lost 3 in a row. They fell to the Ducks 3-2 on Saturday. They'll attempt to get a win tomorrow as they welcome in the Maple Leafs. Puck drop for that one is at 7. Ovechkin closing in on Gretzky's all-time goals record. He had a hat trick yesterday, putting him only 13 away from becoming the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, which would be an amazing accomplishment for Alex Ovechkin. And the Red Sox fell to the Blue Jays yesterday in spring training action 8-7. We got to see Garrett Crochet for almost 2 innings. He was great. Today's game against the Yankees has been postponed. Originally a 1 o'clock game, now at 4:05 this afternoon due to inclement weather in Fort Myers this morning. You can catch it.
So rescheduled, not postponed.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I using the wrong word? Is that
postponed means it's not being played?
Postponed would mean it's
does
not,
it doesn't
not
postponed it. Just mean rescheduled? Aren't they synonymous?
No.
All right. Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Fine.
I mean, it could
whatever.
Be rescheduled, but it's not today. Like you can postpone a
it. It was pushed to later in the day at 4:05 this afternoon.
You can do a time check.
Yeah.
Classic Gresh time check.
First pitch will happen a little later than scheduled.
Yep, exactly. No big deal. Let's still play today. No problem.
Let's play too. Uh-huh.
You can catch it on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman will have the call of the game for you today. Trending Now was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Scheimer. It is raining in Fort Myers, but here in Boston, it's 26, partly cloudy, afternoon high.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Balmy 42.
On the Subaru of New England text line, Curtis, you smug boob. Shime is using postpone correctly, according to this person on the Subaru of New England text line.
I don't want to make a big thing out of this because I like Shime, but if our flight later today doesn't take off on time, but will be flying later in the day.
It's postponed.
That's a delay.
It would be delayed, yeah.
Postponement is just moving the time.
Life, in my entire life, when you see Red Sox PPD, what does that mean?
I mean,
it means it's not being played today.
Okay.
Has there ever been a postponement where they postponed it to later in that day?
Literally today.
Because that would be a rain delay. Two different things.
Right.
No, it's not a rain delay. A rain delay is when you're actually staying there and people are already there and they're like, all right, we have to delay the start of the game by 30 or 40 minutes.
The Red Sox it's not a delay. The they postponed the it to 4:05. Changed the start of the game due to weather, not postpone.
I think we should celebrate the positive, which is the Red Sox finally getting with the program and the advances in weather forecasting.
Right.
And rather than have everybody show up at the park and buy their beers and their Cracker Jacks and then find out a couple hours later that the game is actually being rescheduled, that they are looking at the weather today and going, all right, we're going to start this baby at 4 o'clock.
Right.
We're going to postpone it or we're going to delay it?
Like for this, the Red Sox game has been postponed by rain. A doubleheader will be played on Sunday, not today at 4.
Dictionary definition, Curtis is gaslighting me. The correct use of postponement.
We're on a sports talk show talking about the Red Sox being postponed.
Yes, and then I gave
it's
the time afterward, Curtis.
In my entire life.
Good for you. You're welcome to the new age, Curtis. You're 500 years old. Welcome aboard. Like, it's fine.
It's
word
okay,
is used correctly.
Shime.
You don't need to correct every little thing just because it doesn't go how you want it to go. It's fine.
It's okay. You know, Storrs, Connecticut is the bastion of learning.
Curtis, I want you to pull up the dictionary and read what postponement is.
I don't have to read anything.
Okay, then just admit you're wrong and it's fine. You don't have to be right every time.
So, Shime, if I walked in this room and I said I want to blow my brains out, would you call the cops thinking I'm suicidal?
No,
or would
Curtis,
you take it for what it was?
That's called sarcasm or embellishment or hyperbole, whatever word you want to use.
But you're reading it as a dictionary definition. That would be scary.
But technically, we would have to let the
No, I'm not reading it as a dictionary definition.
If he said he was going to blow
to kill himself,
his
help. Yeah. Right. Sean, to delay an event and plan or decide that it should happen at a later date or time.
Or time.
Yep.
So Sean, can you give me one example in the history of the Red Sox where you've seen their game postponed?
Curtis, I don't care. It doesn't matter. The word postponement can be used in that regard.
The whole context of the conversation.
Yeah, because they also use the word postponement to mean it comes at a later date doesn't mean I can't also use it to say it's going to be played at a later time.
If I'm in my car and I hear the Red Sox game has been postponed, I'm like, oh, it's not going to be today.
Right. Yeah, that's why I specifically follow up with it's at 4:05.
Right. I'm not driving. I was on my way. I was driving over to Fort Myers. Me and the missus were both retired.
Right.
So we got a 3-hour drive over to see the Red Sox.
Alligator
play.
Alley.
I hear it's postponed. I'm turning around and making my way to Shoney's.
Just because that's not how Curtis likes to use it doesn't mean it's incorrect.
No, it's
that's
not
all
Curtis. It's in the context of the topic that you were referencing.
Curtis, that's how the word is used, to delay to a later time or date.
I understand that, Sean.
It can be used
I'm
for both.
If you're doing a sports update and you say the Red Sox game has been postponed, that means it's not today.
Yes. No, it is. No, that doesn't mean what it is. Yep, it means that it's not at the originally scheduled time.
Isn't there an easy... Can
Very
you
simple.
Just go to the Red Sox website and won't they tell you Well, won't they say the game
We're required to share the information. For the good of the world.
To get actual way that the Red Sox worded.
Well, Curtis is correct. When a game is postponed, generally in Major League Baseball, it happens at a later date,
right.
Not a later time.
No, but I mean,
that's
today,
delayed.
We're talking about today. So on their website, they're going to say today's game has been postponed or they're going to say
delayed.
It's been delayed.
I don't know what it says on the website.
It just puts the new time on.
Oh, okay.
4:05.
Let's see. This is DJ from Hyannis. Hello, DJ.
Hey, Greg. This is the funniest stuff. Courtney's not there. The middle sister. So Shime and Curtis are going to fight all day. Let it flow. Let it go.
Okay. All right. I guess
it's just whoever sits in that chair.
Yeah. Right. Maybe that's it.
I don't know what to do.
Courtney with us tomorrow
at
the old ballpark in Fort Myers, and Alex Cora will be on this show tomorrow morning. Shime, we had some of They Said It left, correct?
Sure did. Since we're talking about the Red Sox, we can hear from Alex Bregman. Had a good debut or a good game yesterday during spring training. Had a dinger for you there. And here was Alex Bregman talking to Nesson after the game.
No, it felt great. Kind of breaks the ice on spring training. You kind of get to feeling a little bit better. We've been working hard on some mechanical things that I was doing early in my career that I kind of stopped doing the last few years, and been working hard in the cage.
So it just been like your hitting coach is there, then you have new ones here, obviously probably similar or different ideas. What's that adjustment period like for you?
No, it's been great. Obviously, a lot of the similar things, but maybe some different terminology. But I've been fortunate to have some really good hitting coaches in my career with Snit and Cintron and in Houston, and then now these three guys here. Yeah, I was a little more turned in, and my hands were launching from a lot further back the last few years, so we tried to kind of keep them inside my frame today. And
okay.
All right.
Very excited. I mean, the guy is a winner.
Yeah.
And so he adds something intangible.
Yep.
To that team that I think they have needed. So as long as they can work out the soap opera,
right,
and settle things playing with Devers,
yeah,
then I think everything will be A-okay. What are you laughing at?
I have the actual tweet from the Red Sox.
Oh.
The headline, Monday's Red Sox game, delayed.
That's great. Curtis, do you know what the definition of delay is? To postpone something. It's literally in the definition. They are synonymous. Like, it doesn't matter.
The actual headline of the tweet, Monday's Red Sox-Yankees game, delayed.
All right. Good for you, Curtis. They are synonymous. Are you, are you dense? Are you not listening? Like, they are literally synonymous.
So, it's a synonym.
Correct.
All right.
Which means they mean the same thing.
Interchangeable.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
So I'm waiting for it. Find me the day the Red Sox game was postponed and played the same day.
Today. It's literally postponed today, Curtis.
It says,
are you dumb? Like, what are you, not listening?
Tweet, you absolute moron.
I'm not the moron, Curtis. Delayed and postponed are the exact same thing. They are literally synonymous.
Oh, look at that.
It's so hard for you to understand.
Great. What does that say at the top?
Game delayed.
Just because I used the word in a way that you didn't like doesn't mean that you're right.
It has nothing to do with you. It's never been used that way ever in my
Curtis,
life.
Curtis, it's always been used that way. It's the word postponed. That's all what the word postponed means.
This is Kevin in the car. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I was at the game yesterday, and I finally turned to my son, and I said, hey, how many times are they going to tell us that this game is delayed? Like, they said it 5 times.
All right.
And the definition of delayed, a period of time by which something is later postponed. It's literally in the definition of delay.
All right.
Holy smokes.
Okay. What's next, Sean?
Next, we can hear from another douche just like Curtis. That'd be J.J. Redick talking about LeBron James and him playing in back-to-back games.
He's a billionaire, and he's playing on the second night of a back-to-back at 40 after 22 years with every frickin' record and every accolade, and the kids will say that I'm glazing him. He's one of the greatest competitors.
All right, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Glazed them all day.
I mean, he played back-to-backs.
He did.
I'll tell you what, There's plumbers listening who aren't able to do back-to-backs. They're going to work today, and then they're going to take the whole rest of the week off.
Right.
Boy, LeBron, unbelievable.
Works.
He's definitely the Mount Rushmore.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-backs. Glaze them. Unbelievable.
Talk about a guy who plays back-to-back. Think Ovechkin's doing that?
What?
Yes, actually, he is. Yes.
Yes, he is. I don't know. Did this start with LeBron whining about how many games there were in their schedule? This upcoming next 2 weeks, was that on Instagram or am I making
that
up?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I think he posted the schedule.
Uh-huh.
Somebody look for me. I think he posted the schedule the next week and a half, and they had, or 2 weeks, and they had six games, seven games, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this a million times. Like, have you seen the ratings? Like your fans would like for you to play basketball.
Oh, well.
Like if you're too old, if 40 is too old
right.
to play on back-to-back nights, then don't play in the NBA anymore. Like
didn't they just sign a massive, massive TV contract with ESPN, the NBA? And then and MLB...
Yeah,
just
MLB
basically
just got no contract
right.
from ESPN.
So I mean,
no.
I get.
Well, that's kind of misinformed. I mean, baseball and the NBA each signed massive new TV deals recently. ESPN is not going to be carrying them, but the baseball deal, just like the NBA deal, was a massive bump off of the prior deal.
Where, so they're who making who they make a deal?
Apple TV, Turner.
Oh, so but it's not ESPN,
right? And right. So the other is, am I going to get a high five or two? The Lakers dominated the Nuggets over the weekend.
Yeah.
They are looking like one of the best teams in the West.
Have you not Curtis, watched any of the Lakers games? Luka Doncic, the memes that they make up of Luka is absolutely, he does not fit in with the team. Have you not watched this, any of the games?
I don't stay up till 1 a.m., no. Huh. But I see that they're 35-21, and they just dominated. I think he had 35 in that game, Luka.
Not to totally flip-flop here, but Curtis is absolutely right. The LeBron James Lakers are third in defensive rating over the last, 3 weeks, by the way.
Yeah,
and everybody said they'd suck
without
Anthony Davis.
They just lost two in a row, and they did beat the Nuggets, but go.
They just won two in a row.
No, but prior to that, they lost two in a row. Go back and look at...
Do you watch the Lakers at 10 at night?
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
Sometimes
I want an email of everything you learned from the Lakers.
I will.
Game.
So if you go back and look at Luka's stat line over the last,
the Lakers
five games.
Have won 8 of their last 10 games.
Yeah, I know that, but watch.
You said they lost 2 in a row. They've won the other 8.
Did you? Their last 4 games, they're 2-2.
Right. And their last 10, they're 8-2.
Yes, they've been playing well.
Right.
Because
that's my
of
only
LeBron.
Point. It doesn't matter who's doing it.
You said they'd be in the Western Conference.
You said
final.
That Anthony Davis was the best player in the deal.
No, I said that the
they really seemed to miss Anthony Davis.
No, I said the Dallas Mavericks.
You said their defense would be awful.
No, I said the Dallas Mavericks got better than the Lakers getting better because if you watch the Lakers play with Luka Doncic, Luka and LeBron don't play well together. Unfortunately, Greg, you called it. Anthony Davis got hurt, but if you look at the...
Who would have ever predicted something like that?
No, great call. Greg predicted it. If you look at the Lakers...
I think Trevor Story's not going to play 162 this year.
So that's probably why Bregman's not playing third base.
Right.
They'll put him at shortstop.
Yeah, I don't know, Curtis. I don't know if I buy fully into the conspiracy theory.
Hop on now.
Yeah, well, we're not going to hop on because the Lakers won't get to the Western Conference Finals. They'll get bounced in the first round.
But, I mean, is it one of the...
The Lakers will get bounced in the first round?
Yeah.
Okay, I want two bowls of soup for that.
They'll get bounced in the first round. Okay. Watch.
Is it one of the great achievements of mankind that LeBron is playing back-to-back
it's
nights?
Impressive at 40. That is very impressive. Really? We just heard J.J. Redick. Yeah. They're glazing him.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Like, can you imagine somebody like working two jobs? Like, there's probably somebody out there who works one job during the day, and then they go to another job at night.
Greg, no. Who would ever do that?
Can you imagine that?
That's difficult to do.
It's not quite as impressive as LeBron, who's a billionaire.
Right.
Felt the need to point that out, playing back-to-back nights.
It is pretty impressive what he's doing.
Really? Was it impressive when Tom Brady was playing and he was 40 and he was getting hit?
No, that happens to me. Listen, I
winning Super Bowls, by
Tom
the way.
Tom Brady would never get
quarterbacks
never
are untouchable.
Get
yeah. I hate to agree with Wiggy here, Greg, but Wiggy, what LeBron did, and this pains me, What LeBron is doing is more impressive than what Brady did.
Brady
it is.
He has to play offense and defense. Yeah. He's running up and down the field for 40 minutes. Up and down the court, excuse me, for 40 minutes.
Yeah, listen, we give Brady credit, and a lot of guys play into their, you know, nowadays are playing into their 40s. Brady obviously played into his mid-40s. But LeBron is still playing 37, 38 minutes a night. And granted, they might not be back-to-back, but it's every other night. The toll that basketball takes on your body physically up and down the court for 20-plus years, it's not even close, him and Brady. And listen, I love Brady. I think Brady's the greatest of all time. But there'll be times when Brady might say, you know what, a few hands-offs, one drop-back, touchdown.
Yeah. Also kind of rich that you're suggesting that LeBron James plays defense.
He does.
Like, that's very rich.
No. He's been all defense about 8 or 9 times, Greg.
Yes. Yes, he named himself all defense. way to go. All right, what's next?
One last one here for you, Greg. A bit of a funny one. Over the weekend, an unfortunate incident happened with a Sabres broadcaster. You know how they stick, like, Ray Ferraro down in between the boards on the ESPN broadcasts?
Yes.
Well, Sabres broadcaster Rob Ray was in the exact same spot when a puck came flying his way.
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0 in the opening period. And Razor just took another one.
Oh, was that was that the F-bomb?
Yeah, that was a hard F-bomb live on the air.
Oh, the hard F.
Oh, yeah, it was a hard F, Greg. Okay.
On the last, I think it was one of the last days the Dennis and Callahan show was on Nesson, I drunkenly saved a clip from Goodfellas. I don't remember. Shoot me. And at the end of the clip is the loudest F word you've ever heard.
And you didn't edit it?
I didn't edit it. Sausage on the board, didn't play it. Nesson just went blue.
Well, they must have been on delay.
I don't know.
Were they not on delay?
Man, was that a day of meetings? Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, though.
Being
down between the boards.
Yeah. In the opening period.
All right. Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today.
Well,
Greg,
done. You're handling the news next?
Yes, sir.
All right. News with Shime next, including Would Wiggy Eat It?
It's time for...
As you've consistently identified, nobody really likes paper straws.
Number one trending.
The news.
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The barista that was servicing the owner.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
So going back to plastic straws, these things don't work.
On WEEI.
Off today. She will join us tomorrow at JetBlue Park for day one from spring training for this show. But Shime, kind enough to fill in her absence with today's news.
Yes, good morning, Grant. Greg.
Greg is the name.
Yep, sorry, apologies.
Wiggy might call me Craig. Greg is the name, and you can launch yourself right from there.
Yes, thank you. Greg, a 100-year-old man drove into a building in Bourne over the weekend.
Excuse me?
Yes, a 100.
100-year-old man.
Yep, almost older than you.
Driving his own vehicle.
Right.
Correct.
100 years old.
Okay. Can you want to take a wild guess on what kind of vehicle it was? Or how old the vehicle was?
I'm going to avoid the vehicle guess.
I bet it's pretty old.
Maybe a Toyota. That's what a lot of old people drive.
2003 Toyota Camry operated by a 100-year-old man crashed into the building in Bourne.
Okay.
The building was Mako's Bait Shop.
And
it has sustained heavy damage from the crash. Mm. Luckily, the shop was unoccupied at the time of the crash. No injuries were reported.
Huh.
The crash remains under investigation. No additional details are currently being provided.
Mm. That's like our boy.
What's that?
The veteran. Lunch with a veteran. Joe. He drives at 100.
Yeah, you had no idea what his name was. Joe.
I forgot his name.
You would think maybe like a family member could drive him down to the bait shop. Maybe the missus. Do you think the missus is still around, or second, third missus? Maybe.
Yeah.
I would just say this. I brought this up once before. If we had our insurance companies fund the testing over a certain age, it would be beneficial to the Commonwealth. It would be beneficial. The insurance companies would get the win because there would be the people that are most unworthy of the road, no longer driving. I went to get my license renewed a week or two ago, and the eye test was the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. Like, I feel like we should at least have those type of every 2 years.
Right.
Like, every 2 years, it should be a road test.
Okay.
Where they have, because the eye test, like, you know, you can get away with that one, but the road test, like, 100, I'm sorry, somebody 100 should not be behind the wheel of a car. It's just their reflexes, just the way people drive, the way there's bike lanes, there's scooters, there's mopeds.
But then again, we all met Joe Landry, and he
He shouldn't be behind the wheel.
Whoa.
And listen, Joe's a great guy. He can tell a great story.
That is one of the greatest generations that you're saying that about.
Listen, nothing wrong with their generation. Their generation was great. They went through a lot of stuff, but he should not be driving.
Right.
We love Joe Landry, but at 100 years old, listen, somebody could pick him up.
Right. Okay. We're very grateful this gentleman likely stormed the beaches. We don't want him storming the bait shop.
They have the little vans nowadays.
But it's on the family. It's an awkward position to put someone in where they have to tell their mom or dad, you can't drive. Like, there should be a system in place.
So that you can blame the registry and you don't get in trouble with the older person.
Right.
All right. What's next, Shine?
Next, Greg. Tom Homan, the borders are for President Donald Trump's administration, is setting his sights on the city of Boston as he claims he is going to, quote, bring hell to Sanctuary City, Boston. Homan issued a warning specifically to Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox, which we can hear.
I'm coming to Boston. I'm bringing hell with me. You're not a police commissioner. Take that badge off your chest. Put it in the desk drawer. Because you became a politician, you forgot what it's like to be a cop.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
Man, it's worked up. And has he suggested when he will be here, or
I don't have any information of when he would arrive. Maybe it's going to be a surprise attack, Greg.
All right, okay.
But Michelle Wu heard these comments and then decided to respond. We can hear Michelle Wu speaking Sunday afternoon.
It's pretty clueless for someone to be insulting our police commissioner, who's decades of experience, whose leadership in the role, and whose results with our amazing police department speak for themselves.
Okay. All right. So she likes the police department now. I get from time to time she doesn't, but I guess she likes them now. So, all right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens. I don't know how he'll be greeted. I don't think they're going to do the governor meeting him on the tarmac.
Oh, they're not going to do that when he gets here?
Not.
No.
I would just likely suggest, if you've never been a police officer, I would just not tell a police officer that they aren't one and to put their badge away. That would just be my suggestion. I understand he's kind of the attack dog for President Trump here, but that would just be my one suggestion.
Kind of like if you've never been a successful Pokemon gamer, then do not criticize those who are.
Yeah, don't call us all fat if you've never done it. You know, it's hard work, Greg. It takes a lot of time and energy and effort.
Yes.
Okay. It's basically like 3D chess, but in like 8D. It's crazy.
All right.
Okay.
A lot of different moves.
Critical moves.
Yeah, a lot of it. And you're on a timer. It's tough. Anyways, in more relevant news, did you guys see this over the weekend? The video of concrete falling in the Prue Tunnel in Boston?
Yes, that was Friday.
Friday, yep.
Just people are randomly driving through the tunnel and concrete is falling off of the roof.
Yeah, I believe Mitch has the video for you on Twitch. Uh-huh. Just random concrete falling from the roof. State police said the debris fell into the left and middle lane of the tunnel on the westbound side of the Mass Pike shortly after 1 p.m. Friday afternoon. All the lanes on the west bound side of the pike have since reopened. Freeze-thaw cycles caused the concrete to become saturated and freeze. It then came loose when temperatures rose on Friday. We can hear from MassDOT Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver on WBZ.
Do incidents happen like today? Absolutely. They are incredibly rare. You know, this is the first time in 8 years that we've had to be in front of you talking about something like this. Again, it didn't fall directly on any car. It fell right in front of them from, I think, the video that everybody has seen. So, thankfully, it was not worse. It could have caused some serious damage had it gone through somebody's windshield, for sure.
Wow, that thing could have been crazy. Look at all those 18-wheelers. People are flying.
People could die.
Wow, that
great
is...
job by the drivers, honestly. Like, yeah. They rip them up often. I mean, yeah. The fact that this didn't lead to a massive accident.
Oh, man, look at it. Look at the 18-wheeler that comes into the picture. Like, imagine that.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I don't understand how we can just say, oh, it was the freeze-thaw cycle. Like, it's... That happens every day all over the Northeast. In other cities, there isn't concrete falling on you.
It was. Like, it doesn't randomly happen where the ceiling is falling off of a tunnel while right. people are driving Oof. Through it.
Thank God Courtney's not here. Her anxiety level would be, like, to a trillion.
Correct. Wow. Yes. Were there any traffic postpones during the incident?
Postponements? I don't know.
No. I would say, you know, I'm comparing it to the traffic. They normally call it traffic delays.
Right.
Uh-huh. So. That's fine.
Okay.
They say traffic delay because you're going to be delayed in arriving traffic. To your time.
Correct. All right.
Right. Or like wherever right. you're scheduled to go.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
you're
fine.
In the moment.
It's not an event.
Maybe the Red Sox just used the wrong word. Maybe that's
I don't know,
was.
Curtis. According to a texter, the Baseball Almanac literally says that a postponement can refer to a game time being moved to later in the day.
Ooh, wow.
That's a good source. All right.
You asked, so I just figured I'd bring up the text.
That is a great source. I might be leaning towards Shime on this.
Greg, you brought it up before I did live on the air.
That is a great source.
What does Bradfo say? Can you check in with Bradfo?
Let's get him on.
He would know.
Yeah, we can text Bradfo if
you
want.
What is Lou? I want to know what Lou says.
Oh, player.
How many times does Bradfo just stop by during our show the next 4 days?
He'll probably come by.
He'll just be lurking in the background of the Twitch video.
Yeah, he is a king lurk.
Tell him to bring some baseball, Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirts?
Yeah.
Speaking of Bradfo lurking, did you see that video of him in the locker room?
Huh? Oh my God! With the glasses,
he was like constantly taking his glasses on and off, and you just couldn't—you couldn't miss him. It was tremendous. I love Bradfo.
All right, we are in Fort Myers tomorrow morning and the rest of the week. Alex Cora on this show to start us off tomorrow morning, and we'll be back with the rest of the news with Shime filling in for Courtney next. That includes Would Wiggy Eat It from California. That is coming up next.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.